Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Lamar City Council approved second reading of an amended sewer rate ordinance. This ordinance increases sewer rates by 10% for all classes of use. Under this amendment, monthly residential charges will increase from $8.51 to $9.36. One more reading is required before the measure is adopted. The funds raised by the rate increase will cover a budget shortfall. The council also waived third reading and adopted an ordinance which amends rules for the Board of Trustees of the Public Library. The rules, which set board terms, board makeup, and reporting to the City Council, will take effect when published. Residents of the Hinton Drainage District came to a public hearing before the Plymouth County Board of Supervisors yesterday to learn more about a proposed expansion of the district and the project it will fund. The informational hearing explained how the Drainage District Board, which consists of the Plymouth County Board of Supervisors, will consider an expansion of the Drainage District from the current 490 parcels to an additional 369 parcels. The supervisors are considering an expansion in order to spread out the assessments for two drainage projects across more parcel holders. There will be a culvert replacement project in Hinton and a bridge replacement project just outside of town, both in the drainage district. Total cost of the culvert project is $430,000, and the bridge replacement, which affects one farmstead, will cost $100,000. 60% of the cost will be covered by the City of Hinton, 40% by the drainage district. If approved, parcel holders in the expanded drainage district would be assessed $50 per year for 3 years in order to raise their share of the project. Hinton is one of three drainage districts in Plymouth County. The others are in Merrill, Akron, and Westfield. They were established in 1920. The supervisors will hold a public hearing to consider the expansion at their meeting June 22nd. 13 members of Sioux City's Fire Rescue, who serve in Iowa's Task Force 1, returned home from Davenport, Iowa yesterday. The special unit had been activated by Iowa Homeland Security on June the 1st to assist Davenport agencies in searching for victims who were unaccounted for in the collapse of an apartment building in that city. Lieutenant Joe Rodriguez serves in the unit, which also had members deployed from Cedar Rapids.
We arrived Friday morning around 2 a.m., had a quick briefing with our counterparts, our other half of our team from Cedar Rapids. At 6:30 that morning, we arrived on scene on site. Our objective was to find and locate three known members that were in the building, and they're believed to be in the rubble of the apartment collapse area.
Task Force 1 brought a full cache of rescue equipment with them and worked in 12-hour shifts around the clock, with half of the personnel starting from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Rodriguez says the Task Force 1 wanted to bring closure to the families of the three missing victims and to ensure nobody else was unaccounted for. After a few weeks of modest improvements, drought conditions are again worsening in many parts of Iowa as the hottest, driest season of summer is about to begin, despite a few recent rain showers that soaked some areas of Iowa. State climatologist Justin Glisson says many other areas remain bone dry, and June is already starting out quite warm.
We're about 8 degrees above average for the first 5 days. We have had some spotty rainfall, pop-up thunderstorms on several days last week. If we look at the outlooks in the short term, so getting out into middle of June, we are seeing a near normal to slightly elevated signal for somewhat warmer temperatures through the middle of the month.
Computer models also indicate we may be trending toward near normal precipitation to perhaps wetter than average conditions. Looking back at spring, which is traditionally March, April, and May, it was the opposite. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.